I Am David, Part 3, page 166. Once he was so torn by branches that blood oozed from the scratches on his face, hands and legs. He would never forget that night. He had come to a close thicket of thorn bushes, and the needle indicated that he should go straight through it. He had hesitated a moment, and then tried running a few yards along the edge of it, but the compass needle immediately swung round. Perhaps he could have recovered his direction a little further on, but he knew so little about compasses that he dared not risk it. And so he plunged into the thicket, elbows up to protect his face. The first branch that struck him hurt painfully, and so did the first gash along his arm. But after that, he noticed nothing and just crashed his way through. The nights were usually completely quiet, but that night he could hear a whimpering moan the whole time. Not until afterwards did he realize that the sound had come from himself. He ran all the time, sometimes fairly slowly, that it took him hours to go a short way, sometimes so quickly that he felt his blood pounding. Every morning, with the first glimmer of daylight, he lay down to sleep. It was not very difficult to find somewhere to sleep in this sparsely inhabited district. David had no idea what the countryside looked like. For him, it was only a place where he must run through the night and hide by day. Two other incidents remained in his memory. There were moments when fear grew to a sharp, pointed terror that seemed to pierce him right through. The first happened just as it was growing dark one evening. David was awakened by something warm and hairy touching his hand. He lay still, tense with fear. It was some minutes before he could bring himself to turn his head, and then he saw a sheep. But it spelled danger. Nevertheless, for where there are sheep, there must also be people. And that evening, David did not stop to recover his breath for some hours afterwards. Yet he was glad enough to come across more sheep later that night. David was used to hard work and satisfied with very little food, and he had been as sparing as he could with the bread and water. But after two whole days, the bottle was empty and the bread eaten. He could manage without bread, but it was dreadful to be thirsty. In the end, he could think of hardly anything but water. But where was he to get it? At that point, he almost stumbled over two shepherds who lay asleep on the ground, wrapped in their cloaks. His heart, which had been thumping so loudly all through the night, missed a beat. So terror-stricken was he. But he stopped himself just in time. Bare feet make no noise, and the two men had heard nothing. David was about to step back slowly and cautiously when he caught sight in the moonlight of a bucket with a lid and the embers of a burned down fire. Food. And where there was food, there was probably water too. That night, David went no farther. He kept watch till daybreak, far enough off to give him a chance to escape, should that prove necessary, and yet near enough to be back in a moment, as soon as the two shepherds were out of sight in the morning. There was little doubt that this was their regular camping place for the night, for they left their bundles and the bucket behind. Perhaps they would soon be back. But that was a risk David decided he must take. Without food, or at least without water, he would not be able to last many more hours. He was familiar enough from his experiences in the camp with what happened when a man was left without food and water. What had nearly proved a catastrophe ended as a stroke of good fortune. There was some soup left in the bucket, and in one of the bundles he found a chunk of bread. He broke the bread unevenly, leaving a small piece behind, and then, filling his bottle with soup, he replaced the lid and knocked it off again with his elbow. He didn't know whether sheep ate soup and bread, but he wanted to make it look as if they had been there. After that night, he took care to run at a more even pace and to stop more often, but for shorter periods to recover his breath. He must not again risk being so tired that he saw nothing and stumbled on blindly. From I Am David by Anne Holmes.